The second quality of the awakened and fearless heart is virtue, integrity. My teacher Ajahn Chah used to love to talk about this, the joy, the happiness of virtue, integrity. There was a time when a person's word was like gold, when we would swear an oath or stand on our integrity for our life, when we were known by others for our integrity. Tremendous power in this. Do not think, said Margaret Mead, that a small group of committed people cannot change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Without integrity, it's like getting in a rowboat and trying to row to the other shore while the line is still tied to the dock. All other spiritual practices, meditations, far out mystical experiences, all the kinds of things that you can have, are literally worthless without a basis of integrity. I mean, in the simplest fashion, as we often say, it's really hard to meditate after a day of killing and stealing, you know. Spirituality is not about experiences. You can have all kinds of experiences. It's about the way that we live each moment of life. And virtue is our gift to other beings, to not kill them, to have a reverence for all forms of life. When the Dalai Lama was asked, well, what about shooting an animal that's in misery? And he looked back and he said, would you shoot your child, your brother, your sister? Wouldn't you care for them? A reverence for life. To not steal. As monks, we were not even allowed to borrow things without asking. In fact, we had to be so careful not to waste or take something that if you took something worth more than a nickel, you would forever, the rest of your life, never be able to be a monk again. That's how much care you had to take to respect the things of the world and to not create the paranoia and fear that comes when people are taking what belongs to others. To not kill or steal, to love life, to speak that which is true and useful. The power of speech is so great, and false speech and slander and gossip can make so much suffering. To be careful with sexuality. I always asked how many people in the room have made idiots of themselves in relation to sexuality, and you don't have to raise your hand because we know the answer. Tremendous harm can come from the misuse, the suffering, the misuse of sexuality or beauty and intimacy and love and caring. To not misuse sexuality or intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, the ways that we create suffering through addiction. And then the family problems and the auto accidents and the abuse that comes out of it. Virtue, to not misuse our words or deeds to care for other beings, not misuse sexuality or intoxicants, is basic humanity. As Spencer Tracy said, just know your lines and don't bump into the furniture. And this is kind of the basics for living our life. To not kill and not steal and speak what's truthful. And virtue then expresses our care and a certain joy of heart that we have for the beings of the world. I believe that standing up for the truth, said Martin Luther King, is the greatest thing in this world, the end of life. The end of life is not to be happy or achieve pleasure and avoid pain. The end of life is to speak the truth and do the will of God, come what may. It was like Chief Seattle, who spoke about us as being merely a strand in the web of life, or Martin Luther King when he spoke of this single garment of destiny, that when we care for others, this heart of virtue and integrity, we care for ourselves.